I'm just warming up my voice for the bit in the podcast where I have a chat with Mark Pesci. He isn't French. He is just there to speak about tech stuff. But I enjoy saying the phrase, bonjour le pêche, in a very French older man, passionate accent. And I don't care what his credentials are. I'd like to keep that going. That is in the podcast in a matter of minutes. It's just after the A to Z of sexual fetishes. Today, Bradford, Angela and I cover the letters F, brackets fisting, right through to J, brackets J-O-I, extra brackets, jerk-off instructions. And also, if that wasn't sexy enough for you, we do the sex toy Price is Right with another two sexual beings. Enjoy the podcast!
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Give me the A to Z. You got a fetish for my
love. Oh, that's nasty.
The A to Z of fetishes.
All right, let's get into it, guys. F. Fisting. Not foot worship, where you were thinking it was going to go.
Fister Roboto.
Yeah.
Big in the lesbian game, I hear.
Yeah, so I've had one female do that to me. Fortunately, her hands were a little small. That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
But no, it's really nice. And I had a partner at one point that really liked fisting. And it's such a different sensation. And I really liked it. Mm. Yeah.
And it's not just the lesbian community.
No.
The gay community, a perfect example is Sax Fetish on Oxford Street. They have fisting fist-sized dildos that look like fists.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to make sure that you're relaxed, lubed, and prepared.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
Right, this fist. What do you reckon about that one? I mean, I'd take this little bracelet off that I've got, or I'd roll it right the way down like some sort of big condom up to my shoulder. Pow!
Ribbed for your pleasure.
And it starts with a bit of ducking, hey?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
Yes.
Yeah,
a bit of ducking, and then you got to get your first four fingers in, and then you sort of like ease in like that, and then...
We had a partner who I managed to fist her as well, and my fists are at least larger than hers.
Yeah.
But that was it's an interesting feeling as
fascinating
as the fister as well.
Of course,
especially when they orgasm, it feels amazing.
Feels like your wrist is about to pop off.
Yeah,
cool. Now we did touch on this a week or so ago. Golden showers.
We've tried it a few times. We've determined it's not really the thing for us. Mm. It's not as big a turnoff as it was at the beginning, though.
No, we'll probably try it again.
Yeah.
The last time I was the giver, she was the receiver.
Uh-huh.
But we'll probably try it, the other way here in the next few weeks.
But we have another good friend who really, she loves her golden showers. It can really, really be a very sensual thing.
Yeah.
And kind of, create, strengthen that bond between you and your partner.
That's a big stigma one, isn't it? Because it's obviously, you always think, I know they're completely different things again, but dirty, yucky, icky bathroom private stuff. It's very sterile. It's like 97% water, isn't it?
Yes.
I've drank a shot of my own urine before, and I remember when I was 3, I used to pee in the bath when my mum left the room, and then she'd come back. She could never smell it.
Yep.
She could never tell. I was bathing in my own piss. She never realised.
Did you say
sucking on the flannel? It was soaked in piss? Never realised. All right, let's go on to H, humiliation. In brackets, public humiliation. I know a guy, and he literally pays a girl, doesn't have sex with her, doesn't do anything. They'll go out to dinner, and her job is to be like, when the waiter comes, you'll have the fish, you little sissy, or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, it's not something that we would want to do. I know I wouldn't want to do. I'm speaking for you, sorry.
No,
I tend to be a little fragile in the whole mental realm anyway. Mm. So the last thing I need is to have somebody putting me down.
Yeah.
What about you putting someone else down?
I don't like to do that.
No?
I'm not a mean person. I do it with comedy. But it's a give and take then. It's not malicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which I guess this isn't malicious either. It's sexual.
No.
If
somebody gets turned on by it, then
Yeah, more power to them. And I'd love to just think the waiter, going back to all the staff in the kitchen going, oh my God, table four. Check out who wears the pants in that sitch.
that's kind of awesome.
Yeah. Letter I, impact play.
Well, you know that one literally firsthand.
I know. It is a scary play. A scary play, but one that can be worked up and done in a romantic fashion.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We do that one commonly.
Yeah.
What's the best impact?
So we typically just start off with hands. I really like the paddle, though.
That's my favorite
as well. The paddle's good because you can get all kinds of different textures and rhythms, and it's just, it's very versatile.
It's a lot of surface area as well, which means it spreads out the pain.
Yeah. Has your bum, like, after a heavy session of impact play, been, like, bruised and it looks like one massive hickey on your ass? Like,
yes.
Taking up your whole thing? Because I've seen so many photos on this new website that I've joined. People love it.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun. You know, I can remember times that we've gone to the club and then I get home and the next day I have trouble sitting on the bus.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Jesus. But it's great. I mean, I enjoy it.
Yeah, like, okay.
I can feel myself giggle.
Last one for tonight, guys. J-O-I.
J-O-I.
Joy. That one is a... I don't know that one.
Jerk off instructions.
Oh.
I don't like it.
No.
I mean, look, I know the way I like to jerk myself off.
I was going to say, I think I would like to give that, but I also know that you would not be receptive.
Because I wouldn't listen.
No, you wouldn't.
Like, yeah, well, I'm having fun doing it this way.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But maybe then you get punished.
Slow down. Slow down,
no,
Bradford.
No.
slow it down. Take that second hand off. The world of fetishes A to Z. We're doing it all week with By the Bars, Bradford and Angela. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey around the country. This guy's here.
Techno Chit Chat with Mark Pesci from the next billion seconds on Podcast One.
My favourite man and our favourite tech geek, and I like to start this chat with my inner Frenchman. Bonjour le Pesci. Sorry, I've been smoking too many French cigarettes. Of course, Stephen Hawking. No doubt you'd be a big fan of him. I like to think he's up there right now, looking down on us, smiling away, still believing in parallel universes, where you're a Belgian diplomat interviewing me, but you've got Colombian female tendencies. You'd be like, bonjour les qui, ou papa de poupou.
Yes.
Well, that's what I like to imagine. Oi, let's get serious. Stop mucking around down there, Mr. Pesci. Let's talk about this Uber car that's hit someone today. No good.
No. In Tempe, Arizona, so right outside of Phoenix. And it looks like she was crossing traffic, but not at a crossing signal, in the dark. And it looks like the vehicle hit her. It was an autonomous vehicle, and there was someone at the wheel, but apparently the person at the wheel didn't manage to stop the self-driving car from hitting her, and it hit her and killed her.
So how long has these Uber self-driving cars been getting tested in Arizona and in Toronto, and I think there's another place as well? How long has this been going on?
So Arizona changed its laws last year. Uber began to test them, I think, around November of last year. Yeah. And they've been driving around, particularly in Arizona, for, you know, that five-month period now. And I think this is, you know, there was a case last year where there was an accident where one of these cars flipped on its side, but everyone was fine. This is the first time I think there's been any sort of fatality or even injury associated with them.
Not to desensitize this, but it was obviously bound to happen at some stage. Before I wanted to get sucked down the media rabbit hole and hear all these big headlines, what are the sort of facts around this? How much at fault was this pedestrian? Did she just sort of jump out and the car couldn't stop it? Was it the car's fault where it's sort of gone off-piste? What's happened?
The police are conducting an investigation right now, and I think we don't have a lot of answers. There were some early reports that said it was unavoidable, but whether that means she leapt out, it doesn't look like it was possible for her to leap out because she was crossing the road and she was halfway across this very wide stretch of road when the car struck her. So it seems like that's not likely, but it's really early to tell. The one thing that we do know is because it's a self-driving car, the computer was recording everything it was doing at the time. And so they're basically going to get the equivalent of a CSI team in there to take a look at the records and the scans that the car was making to understand why the car acted that way.
Do you think that this is the right move to be having in the future, saving everyone time? Let's just fast forward maybe 100 years from now and no one has to concentrate when they're in a self-driving car anymore. Maybe there are less deaths, or let's just say for argument's sake, the same amount of deaths on the road as what we have now. Do people need to have that much time on their hands? What's wrong with the good old-fashioned just sitting in the car and driving from A to B?
Well, I think the thing is that the car asks us to pay attention all of the time, and we're really easy to distract. And so it's probably better if we can keep computers from getting distracted, to let them do the driving as soon as we can trust that they're going to do a good job with it.
What's the technology like at the moment? How many cameras does this Uber car have? I know it's got the big thing going around on top. Looks like some sort of like police car from the future. How smart is this bad boy?
So the thing that's on the top that's spinning around is what they call a LiDAR. It's like a radar, but it's using light waves. And so it's just scanning around very quickly with the laser beam. And then there are also radar detectors along the sides. That's supposed to prevent it from getting into a collision. So that's something that failed. And then there's about 8 or 9 cameras that are also arrayed around the car. And so all of that means that the car should be super aware of where it is. It's all being fed into quite a powerful computer that's doing its best to build a picture of what's around and what might be approaching and how to avoid those things.
It's going to slow down the movement of autonomous cars?
Pretty much all of the car companies have said they're going to have autonomous vehicles out by 2021. That's only 2 model years from now. And this is the first, and I don't want to make too much of a pun out of it, but it's the first real speed bump that we've hit along the way to autonomous cars. And so it may be that everyone's projections about how soon we'll get them are going to get thrown out a couple of years by this. I think the thing is, don't be afraid of autonomous cars, right? They're not going to come and kill you. It's not Skynet going to take over and kill us all in our beds. And a lot of us are actually already driving autonomous cars, because a lot of us have cars that can park themselves, that can do the parallel parking. That's an autonomous car. So we're actually getting into it by degrees. What most people will see is that cars will become more and more and more autonomous. It's not going to be all of a sudden you'll get this car that's completely autonomous. You'll just have a car that does more and more of the stuff that you don't like. It'd
be cool if you could sort of just hack the person in front of you's car who's going just 10Ks under the speed limit and just have a little type session. Just get them going just a little quicker. Move along, please. We're all in a rush here this morning. I don't mind it. I think these things, they're bound to happen along the way, dare I say. I mean, it's not going to be the last. And autonomous cars, they're coming whether we like it or not, I reckon.
Yeah. No, they definitely are. And it will be really funny when your car is a slowpoke on the road and all of the other cars start arguing with it to get it to go faster.
I see. I envision a future of you and I, Mr. Mark Pesci, 20 years' time, a self-driving car, me and you in the back, practicing each other's French accents, playing corners, slapping each other with salami sandwiches. It's going to be fun.
Oh, we. Thank you.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
10:10:60. Time to play everyone's favourite game. At 3:05 in the morning, Sex Toy Price is Right. 2 brand new players, 3 brand new sex toys, and the same old withering host. Looking to play with the closest to the sex price without going over best of 3 or first to 2. Or we'll have to go to the pass simple turnip tiebreaker round. Baz from Shepherd, and you are player number 1. Come on down. Hello.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks, mate. How many sex toys do you own?
Just a cock ring and that's about it, my friend.
Yeah, fantastic. Now, with your cock ring, does it cut the blood flow off, or is it more of one of those vibrating things that gets you in the mood? What's the big appeal of the cock ring?
Oh, it's pretty uncomfortable, to be honest. Just makes it more blood flow at the top, and that's about it.
Is that so? So it's uncomfortable, but what you sacrifice in pain, you gain in boner.
I don't really know, to be honest. I just do it because the missus wants me to.
Oh, that's her call. She's commanding the cock ring on your penis.
Yeah.
Be careful, mate. Be careful. Dial 1 for help. It's a slippery slope when that starts happening. Cheryl from Victoria on 13:10:60. You're player number 2. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Do you make your main squeeze wear a cock ring?
No, I haven't got a main squeeze.
No.
No.
Play your cards right. You may just be able to solicit someone from Victoria, Cheryl. How many sex toys do you own?
Honestly, none. My hand.
Yeah, just your digits, eh?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Arguably, you own 10 sex toys then, don't you, Cheryl?
Yeah, there you go. I didn't think of it like that.
All right, cool, guys. Baz from Shepparton, Cheryl from Victoria. What a nice, clean game. 3 sex toys. I'll do my best to describe them to you, give all the clues that I can. Then, in the tradition of ladies first, Cheryl, you'll get to guess first a price that you think it is, recommended retail price, and then Baz, closest one without going over, best of 3. All understood? All in accordance with the rules? All right, guys. First one up tonight, we've got the California Exotic Advanced Nipple Suckers. This is for advanced nipple suckers by Nipple Play. Superior suction, a flange design, and heightened sensitivity. So, and they look like two. You know the game chess. The pawns in chess.
Yeah,
they look like two little black pawns, really.
Okay.
That you could sort of put your nip put over your nipples.
Right.
Not your areolas, just the little ball bearing bits at the end. Two soft and squeezable nipple suckers with a flange base for extra suction. Increases sensitivity of the nipples. Yeah, soft, squeezable. Phthalate free. So I'm imagining some people's nipples are allergic to phthalate. You don't want them sucking and getting irritated at the same time. I do know that much. How much do you reckon the California Exotic Advanced Nipple Suckers are going for, Cheryl?
$95.
$95. And what about you, Baz?
$59.95.
All right. They're just nipple suckers, guys. I mean, they're not changing the world. You sure?
Okay. $40?
No. Sorry. I immediately regret that. I was going to say. It's not a self-driving car, guys. But no, I have to lock in the first answer. Let's see. I might be wrong. I don't know.
The California Exotic Advanced Nipple Suckers sell for
$15.99. $15.
What?
$15. Yeah. Like I said, they're just nipple suckers. I mean, you got to think, how needed is the sex toy? How in demand are they? Keep in mind that most people that I know have a mouth and the ability to suck on a nipple. Know what I mean? I think that's why the 9-inch cocks are going for so much more, because not everyone has a 9-inch cock. You know what I mean? These are the things you got to think about, guys. We'll chalk that up as a practice round, all right?
Okay.
I want more commitment from both of you, thank you.
All right.
Second one. This is the Ox Balls Bone Mouth Gag with Tongue. Jesus Christ. This is hardcore, guys. This is hardcore. This bone-shaped mouth gag with a red tongue is made from durable silicone and features an adjustable head strap to keep in place. It's bone-shaped, it's got a red tongue, it's silicon, and it's adjustable. One size fits most. Oh, I mean, what's this hole for in the middle? Producer Felix is usually a bit of a sex toy expert. What's this? What's the hole in the tongue for the Oxball's bone mouth gag with tongue?
That's for someone with an extremely small penis or for breathing.
Oh.
But not both at the same time.
Not for both. God, imagine that. I was going to say, that's too small for a penis. For most penises, anyway. It's the air hole. That'd be a way to go, wouldn't it? Oh, how'd he pass away? Oh, someone accidentally teabagged his Oxball's bone mouth gag with tongue and blocked the airway. Oh, it was an accident. A tragedy at that. How much is the Oxball's bone mouth gag with tongue going for, Cheryl?
$20.
$20?
Yeah.
Okay. And Baz?
$35.
$35. All right, let's see, guys. How much is this going for?
The Oxball's Bone Mouth Gag with Tongue sells for
$159.99. Oh, guys, your radar's all off.
Oh, my God.
What did I tell you just before?
It didn't sound like much like the same first one.
Yeah,
didn't sound like much.
Yeah, but what did I tell you? I said plenty of people can suck on nipples. They have the ability to do that. That's going to tarnish the price. No one has a 9-inch cock. That's going to up the price. No one has ox balls and dog tongue. That's obviously going to push up the price. Here's the final one, guys. Still not any scores on the board. Final one. A bit more vanilla here. Pipe Dream Elite Silicone Bondage 19-inch whip. Now, in the whip game, that's quite long. That's including the handle and the tassels at the end. And if anyone's been whipped stupid before, it's the old Lake Dog 5000. Check out the Instagram at Wakey It's Lakey when we celebrated getting 1,000 followers, where Whippy the Tush Kangaroo whipped me into submission. This is when your fetish play demands the best materials possible. Only the Fetish Fantasy Elite line will do. Made with 100% medical grade elite silicone, this ultra premium collection is body safe, hypoallergenic, and sculpted to excite. It's phthalate free, latex free, non-porous, and the safest sex toy material on the market. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but someone who is into pain, I don't understand why they need to make sure that it's guaranteed you won't have an allergic reaction to it. I'd imagine a lot of people that like to get whipped stupid wouldn't mind a few little goose pimples coming up from an allergic reaction as an added bonus. But I digress. That's just what I do if I produce sex toys. How much are you going for? Cheryl from Victoria.
$100. Yeah.
How much are you going for, Baz?
$79, mate.
All right, let's see.
The Pipe Dream Elite Silicon Bondage 19-inch whip sells for $57.99.
Oh, no. Again, guys.
Sorry, we bombed
horrible.
Out,
mate.
Overshot the mark. Two of you together. Six goes. You're all overshooting. You know what this means?
What?
Means we go to the dildo or vibrator tiebreaker. That's what it means. I don't want to have to do this, Cheryl.
You got it now. But I have put your foot in it now.
Yeah.
Yep, please.
All right. You know what? I'm not going to do that because it's. No. We'll still go to a tiebreaker. But what I'd actually like to do, instead of drawing a dildo or a vibrator, because they're both kind of very hard to extrapolate and do, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to draw a penis, a circumcised penis, two testicles, both working, and I'm going to draw some ejaculate drops coming out of the penis. Now, it could be one ejaculate drop. It could be 25 ejaculate drops. You just don't know. That's the fun of the ejaculate drop. We don't know how long this cartoon penis has gone without exploding. So if we could both say a number between 1 and 25, it'll be the closest amount of correctly guessed ejaculate drops. What are we going for, Cheryl?
Five.
And what about you,
Nine.
Maz? Nine. Cheryl's gone for five. Baz has gone for nine. I can confirm.
How many drops have we got?
After counting ejaculate drops. Jesus Christ, it's been a long time between drinks. There's 18 ejaculate drops, guys. 18! He's a super soaker. Very enthusiastic. Baz takes it out with the cum droplet tiebreaker. Congratulations, Baz. You know your cartoon cum droplets. Well done. Well done,
guys. Thank you very much, Danny.
Here's a very nice, cheery song to get us all back in the mood. Enjoy, guys. Thanks for playing. Good on you. We'll play again tomorrow.